Hey there, awesome humans. This is Brooklyn Weston coming at you live from my slightly messy apartment. Don't judge, I'm working on it. And today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Finding inner peace in this crazy, hectic world. Raise your hand if you ever feel like you're being pulled in a million directions at once. Like there's just too much happening and your brain is screaming help. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to be living their best lives while you're over here tripping over your own feet? Yeah, been there. Done that. So many times I lost count. But guess what? Finding inner peace isn't some mystical unicorn thing reserved for monks on mountaintops. It's totally achievable even if your life looks more like a tornado than a Zen garden. And trust me, it's worth the effort. A little calm amidst the chaos can make all the difference. So, how do we get there? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you create a sanctuary of peace even when the world feels like it's about to implode. First up, recognize and challenge your negative thoughts. You know those little voices in your head that whisper doubts, fears, or just plain negativity? Yeah, they're sneaky but totally manageable. When you catch yourself spiraling into a thought spiral, pause, breathe, and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Does it serve me? Often, our negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions, and by challenging them, we can start to shift our perspective. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for hours on end, though that's awesome if you do. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sounds around you, or savor the taste of your food. This can help ground you and bring a sense of calm. Third, set healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes even when you really want to say no? It's okay to put yourself first. Setting boundaries is essential for protecting your energy and creating space for peace. Learn to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we have can make a world of difference. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind word from a stranger, these little moments add up. And finally, remember that it's okay to not be okay. We all have ups and downs, and sometimes life throws us curveballs. Be kind to yourself during challenging times, allow yourself to feel your emotions, and know that things will eventually get better. You're stronger than you think. So, imagine this. You're at work, juggling a million deadlines, emails flying everywhere, phone ringing off the hook. Your brain is buzzing like a beehive on overdrive. Suddenly, you take a deep breath, remember to check in with yourself, and notice those stressful thoughts creeping in. But instead of letting them consume you, you pause, challenge their validity, and gently remind yourself that this too shall pass. You focus on your breathing, savor the quiet moments between tasks, and appreciate the fact that you have the skills and knowledge to handle it all. See? Inner peace isn't about eliminating stress altogether, it's about finding that calm center within even when things get crazy. Remember, these tools are here for you. They are not magic wands, but they are powerful weapons against anxiety and stress. Start incorporating them into your daily routine, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those moments of peace you find along the way. You got this. Now go out there and rock that chaotic world with a little more calm and grace. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of inner peace because let's face it, we all do sometimes. Catch you on the next episode for another dose of modern stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.